the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting board authorization to transfer $158,425 of community development block grant funding from the county's child care loan fund to the county's emergency home repair program.
This request was made because the county's child care loan fund is no longer a fund that is currently in existence, and the individual child care providers were paying back to this fund. And given, you know, kind of the crisis in the community, it seemed appropriate that it be transferred to the emergency home repair program, where individual homeowners might be able to use this for assistance. So the recommendation is to transfer those dollars to that fund that would be available for this year.
Just briefly, do you want to explain that this was the one that we thought had been done previously, and we sort of found, am I remembering this correctly? This is the one that we had thought we had transferred in previous years had been transferred to the home.
No, what took place in this program, Dear Bethany applied for funding through the block grant program, and we did not approve any dollars at that time for this emergency home repair program. We knew that we had funds in the child care loan category that we could use. So we waited until we completed the process for the block grant funding. And then we applied for, we're now requesting that we use $158,425 to move to the emergency home loan program. At this time, we have about $6,000 that we can use for 2011. And as Mrs. Lyday stated, this fund is intended to be used for homeowners who are unable to provide the type of funding needed to maintain their home in case of a crisis, health, safety, any other critical need. That's the purpose of this request.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, move approval of item number 3.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Jackson, the daycare loan fund was sort of a long dormant.
Correct.
Was there previous action that was just never followed through that was to move this money to?
We have, as stated in the report, on two occasions we did transfer funds from the child care loan fund to the home emergency fund.
Yeah.
So this is our third request of attempting to fund this program. Because the funds are just sitting there, which is indeed
not being
utilized, and this would be a good source to serve the community. And it's used throughout Milwaukee County.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The last paragraph of the report identifies the two file numbers. County Board had considered on several occasions eliminating the fund, the daycare loan fund, because the W-2 program provided funding for daycares when this fund was originally established. Daycares, nonprofit daycares, had limited ability to finance their expansion and that. So the county board did act on it, and at least I was, and the county board was, on the impression this money had already been transferred, and we only found out about it before the last block grant go-around. So
I should also state that there are $2,000 that will be repaid in June of 2011 from the North at the neighborhood house for a child care loan, and that will be the last payment received for this account. So we are requesting that everything be transferred except $92,000.
Right.
The funds will have a balance of $92,000 if this resolution is approved.
Very good. Okay, thank you. And I just want to highlight for those Milwaukee members that this fund is one of the few that is available to your Black Grant funds, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The balance, whether it's 92 or 94, whatever it is with the map, what do you anticipate using those funds for? Can it make up for some of the other funding losses, or do you anticipate trying to fund the emergency home repair program maybe next year with that $90,000+? What's the plan for the? Because I don't want to have it sit there forever, frankly. But I'm just wondering what the flexibility of using those funds to make it some of the holes.
Mm-hmm. We were attempting to use those dollars to try to make one of our crisis respite homes accessible in the disability services area. We have a home that is operated by a provider that has not had accessibility, and there was an existing lawsuit of a family who was suggesting that had Milwaukee County had an accessible crisis respite home, her son would not have had to stay at BHD. So we've been trying to facilitate that. We've had some challenges originally, and so we are trying to work. We may be working with a new provider to try to find an accessible crisis home. So that was kind of in reserve. That was the dollar amount that had been identified, and we are still trying to work within that in order to accomplish that goal.
Yes.
Well, that's a great use of the funds as far as I'm concerned. But the question I have is, so is there really wide latitude on redirecting this money from the child care fund? Was that originally federal dollars or levy, or where would that, I mean, I just want to make sure that we have that latitude. That
these are block grants, and they are governed by the same rules as the block grant program. So there's a wide latitude of how the funds can be
used.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm done, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. We do have a motion for approval on item 3.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-0, and item is approved.